This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The second situation that I want to get into, and I got a chance to see this firsthand Sunday night in Philadelphia, is the Packers situation with Aaron Rodgers and Jordan Love. The Packers lost on Sunday night, dropped their chances, according to 538, to just a 3% chance of making the playoffs. So obviously, it's not happening in Green Bay this year. And they're really one of the craziest teams. I mean, you obviously look at what's happening with the Los Angeles Rams, but they've had a ton of injury. Like, Matthew Stafford's missed time. Allen Robinson's now out for the year. Cooper Kupp is out for the year. Like, they've had injuries. In Green Bay, it's really just a combination of bad throws by Aaron Rodgers leading to turnovers. The defense is obviously horrendous against the run. The receivers took some time to develop, but it's not like one thing where you can't blame anybody for it. Like, the Rams can't really blame anybody for the injuries. There's a lot of blame to go around in Green Bay. But now they have to decide, what are they going to do? Are they going to keep Aaron Rodgers in at quarterback, who now has a rib injury and potentially a broken thumb, I should say, with potentially a serious rib injury. So the decision might be made for them. They might just have to go with Jordan Love. But I do think at this point, the Packers are better off committing to Jordan Love and moving on from Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers doesn't even know if he wants to play next year. Jordan Love came in last night, and I actually thought he looked much better than expected. He was 6 of 9 for 113 yards, one touchdown, no interceptions. I thought the ball looked really good coming out of his hands. It looked like he made the right decisions. For the most part, he hit guys in stride. And I know it's only 9 throws at the end of a game that was kind of really out of reach by the time he got in there. But it's done in Green Bay. Like, Aaron Rodgers is done, I think, at this point. It's not like, and it's also not like Russell Wilson in Denver, where they might not be able to get something for him. I think it'll be hard, but I think there's also teams out there that might be interested in trading for Aaron Rodgers. Potentially the San Francisco 49ers. I don't think they're going to go back to Trey Lance. I don't really think they want to stick with Jimmy Garoppolo. Aaron Rodgers is from the California area. I could see that being a potential trade where they would be interested in bringing Aaron Rodgers. Or Aaron Rodgers could just flat out retire. I know they just gave him a big deal, but if he decides to move on, and I think there's a real chance he would do that, the Packers should give Jordan Love a year. They've invested in him for multiple seasons. I do think he has some potential. I thought he showed a little bit of that on Sunday night. And I think it's just time for some fresh air there in Green Bay. I think the Aaron Rodgers situation has gotten overly tense, overly complicated. Obviously, all his off-the-field stuff, the fact that Davante Adams had to leave, the fact that he doesn't know if he was going to come back. Like, there's a lot going on there. And I don't think you're seeing a motivated Aaron Rodgers anymore. And as a result, I don't think you're seeing a motivated Packers team. I thought their effort at times on Sunday night was poor, especially against the run. They just don't look like a team that played with any urgency. And I don't know if Jordan Love's the answer from a talent perspective, but I do know if Jordan Love got in there, he would feel a sense of urgency. He would know that this was his chance. His career would be on the line. He doesn't have, you know, over $200 or $300 million earned in career incomes like Aaron Rodgers does. So I think in Green Bay, it's time to move on from Aaron Rodgers. I would stick with the same head coach, but I'd give Jordan Love a chance for at least a year, definitely the rest of this season, see how he looks, and potentially next year. But I think in Green Bay, the move is to move on from the quarterback and give Jordan Love a chance. The final situation I want to talk about, and one of the crazier games from this past weekend, was with the New York Jets and Mike White, a guy that, say what you will, he seems to play well whenever he goes in. He played this past weekend 22 of 28, 315 yards, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions, a pass rating of 149.3. I mean, it really could not have gone better for Mike White in his debut this season, or, you know, his first kind of chance at the starting job with the Jets now that they've benched Zach Wilson. And I think especially coming off of the Zach Wilson thing, if you're Zach Wilson, you have to be sitting on the sideline in realizing that your time as a starting quarterback with the Jets is over. There's no way they're going to go back to him. There's no way, if they for some reason did, he would play at a high level. Like, this is not Mike White's team, but it certainly is no longer Zach Wilson's team. And I have to say, like, it has been somewhat infuriating to watch how Robert Saleh and Joe Douglas are being treated in New York, I feel like they are not getting the right amount of criticism for what is now a bad situation in New York. Zach Wilson could go down as potentially the worst draft evaluation of all time in the top few picks. When you look at the number, where he went, you look at on the field, they completely blew that evaluation. He can barely play a functioning quarterback in the NFL. You see young guys come in all the time and play at a good level. He is not improved, and he's not shown that he's a good quarterback. But off the field, too, they clearly missed that evaluation. You look at what he said in terms of not taking blame. You read things about how maybe players aren't the biggest fan of Zach Wilson in that locker room so soon after they drafted him. They're going to end up getting almost no productive football out of him. And somehow they're avoiding criticism because they moved to Zach White and he played well. But regardless, I think now the Jets have to, at this point, ride it out with Mike White. Mike White, 27 years old. He'll be 28 next year. The chances of him being the guy are somewhat slim, but you never know. Maybe they hit lightning in a bottle. Like, he is a guy that's been around the team. He seems extremely popular. They are a team that still has a chance to go to the playoffs. So maybe if he takes you on a ride into the playoffs, he plays well in the playoff game, you're not desperate to make a move. Like, maybe you don't have to go to a Derek Carr. You don't have to go to a Jimmy Garoppolo or an Aaron Rodgers or, you know, God forbid, a Russell Wilson. Like, maybe there is something there with Mike White. But I think right now what the Jets obviously have to do, I mean, this is the easiest decision of all three. You clearly stick with Mike White, you see what he has, and then this offseason, you hope that he plays well enough where you don't have to make a desperation move. You don't have to, you know, give a Russell Wilson $242 million like the Broncos did. You don't have to beg Aaron Rodgers to come back like the Packers did. I would be surprised if Mike White is the game one starter next year for the Jets, but I think he should get a chance at the job, and if he plays well enough, it'll put the Jets in a good situation, even after what was really, as I said, perhaps the worst evaluation ever of a quarterback in the top three in the NFL. This has been the latest edition of the Best Football Show podcast. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Means the world to me. Please hit that subscribe button in the top corner if you like what you hear. And if you leave a 5-star review with your favorite or best NFL take, like I said, any team, any player, any take, leave a 5-star review and I'll read them on an upcoming episode of the podcast. Thanks again, everybody, for listening, and I'll talk to you guys on Wednesday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.